At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat K. Press.
Morning, Stuart. Eva Insurance
on Talk.
Poker Mahoney's
with Stuart. Gareth Mullins, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
You're in a summery mood.
I'm doing another week of barbecue recipes, which I'm very pleased about because the weather is so cracking out there. And as you know, I'm a big fan of the barbecue. So
your rooftop must be jammers.
Packed. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's like, I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better time to open a rooftop bar. And yeah, who'd have thought that we're going into week three of good weather in Dublin? So it's amazing. It's brilliant. And I think the good weather puts everybody in a better mood. And I know it certainly puts me in a better mood, but it also makes me think a little bit differently about how I like to eat. I definitely want to eat a little bit lighter and I love grilled things. So with that being said, I'm going to do a spatchcock sumac chicken with a tomato basil salad and chimichurri sauce. So a couple of words there that people might need to explanation on. So to spatchcock a chicken is basically you're taking out the backbone. Mm-hmm. It can be done with a scissors or a long sharp knife, or indeed your butcher will easily do it for you. So if you have a whole chicken and it's sitting in front of you and the wings are either side and the breasts are looking at you, if you just turn it over, you'll see there's a natural line either side that goes from the wing up to the top, the middle of the breastbone. Yeah. So turn it back over again and just run your knife along there on either side. So you take that backbone out, it looks like a little bit of a V. There's loads of videos online to show you how to do this.
Okay, and then just spread it.
So then what I like to do then is I turn it back around and I just run my knife from the top of the breastbone down to where the wishbone is. Just basically kind of helping it wanting to open up. Turn it over and then just push your hand at where the thickest part of the breast is and it'll splay out. And that's basically what a spatchcock is. Now all you need to do is marinate it. So 50 grams or 50 mils of olive oil, 4 cloves of garlic, a couple of chilies. I want you to chop them up, seeds and all. 3 tablespoons of sumac. Sumac, it might be a herb that's new to people. Used a lot in Lebanese cookery and that part of the world. It's a kind of sour berry. It has like a lemony tart taste to it, and it's quite red. So 3 tablespoons of that. You get it in the supermarkets. You'll certainly get it in the Oriental supermarkets. Be quite generous with it. And then I want you to do the zest of a lemon and the juice of a lemon as well. So leave it for as long as you can, overnight or definitely a couple of hours. Then a nice hot grill. You start it skin side down, 3 or 4 minutes. Turn it over, so then you're grilling on the breast or the back of the chicken. Close the lid on the barbecue. It's going to be in there for about like 25 minutes, half an hour.
And you always recommend a thermometer anyway, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Up over 75 degrees is the key here, and then you know it's definitely cooked. I like to just pop it in the middle of the table and let people have at it.
Tear at it. Yeah.
Exactly. Go for it. Tomato salad, super simple. Tomatoes are just coming into season now. The supermarkets have them. Pick the nice and red ones or the colourful ones. So 500 grams of ripe plum tomatoes, punnet cherry tomatoes, some torn basil leaves.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
A red onion as finely sliced as you can. I like to drop the red onion into a little bit of iced water. Makes it go a little bit crunchy and it takes that kind of aggressive onion flavour away a little bit. Then 100 mils of olive oil, season with plenty of salt and pepper. That's it. And then for the chimichurri sauce, I'm sure I've shared this recipe on here before. Big fan of this sauce. So into your Nutribullet, bunch of mint, bunch of coriander, couple of spring onions, clove of garlic, a chilli, two limes juiced, and then blitz it all up with a little bit of olive oil.
That's it.
It's a pungent kind of flavoursome. Be generous with the salt. Works amazing with chicken, amazing with grilled fish, fantastic with beef. And then I'm going to serve as well with that a nice light Caesar salad with crispy bacon and a poached egg. So if the Caesar salad police are out there, there's no anchovies in the recipe, okay, but I just make it like this just because that's how my family like to eat it. So a couple of heads of baby gem lettuce, cut the bottom off, pull the leaves off, throw it into iced water. We call that in the trade shocking lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
So that really cold water makes the lettuce go really crisp. And then you just take it out, get rid of the ice and give it a spin. Six thick streaky bacon that you're going to cut into lardons. I think they sell them now.
Yeah, they do in a little
exactly.
Pack, yeah.
You're going to just saute them off until they go nice and crispy. Some sourdough that I want you to cut into little squares. Pop them onto a tray with a little drizzle of olive oil and a clove of garlic. Pop them into the oven to go nice and crisp. So you've got your lettuce, your bacon, your croutons.
And they sell croutons as well if you're lazy.
I do find the ones that they sell tend to taste a little bit old.
A bit powdery.
They're much nicer if you make them. 50 grams of good Parmesan cheese that you're going to grate. And then the dressing, 2 tablespoons of mayo, 2 tablespoons of creme fraiche, a squeeze full of lemon, half a clove of garlic, salt and pepper, and a splash of olive oil. If you like anchovies, chop up your anchovy and throw it in there as well. And then the last thing I'll just tell you to do is how to poach an egg. So the biggest pot that you own, fill it 3/4 of the way, bring it up to a rolling simmer. So it's not, the water needs to be moving ever so slightly. Take your fridge or your eggs out of the fridge like a half an hour before you're going to poach them. Just give the pot a gentle stir so the water is moving. And then if you're confident, you just crack it straight into the water. But if not, crack the egg into a small little cup, and right into the centre where the vortex is, you just drop the egg in, and this is where we're trying to get that beautiful teardrop shape.
Yeah.
Then after about 30 seconds, go in with the second one, and then 2 minutes will give you a really soft poached egg. 4 minutes is a perfect soft poached egg. Take it out onto a little tray with a little bit of paper, season them with a little bit of salt and pepper. So your Caesar salad, your grilled chicken, your chimichurri, this is a perfect summer night meal for me.
Sounds absolutely delicious. Gareth Mullins from the Anantara, the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.